Shalom, Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has finally come down between Jew and Gentile to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpacha, to blow the grandest shofar on the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest, Tony Kemp, and as I said on yesterday's broadcast, I want to learn how Tony worships God. Because if I can worship God, and if you can worship God, and I can, and you can, the same way he does, then those heavens are going to open for us. Tony, would you just worship God and let us learn by what you're doing?
Yes, yes. Father, through the wonderful person of Jesus, I enter your presence. And Father, you are good, and your mercy endures forever. Father, you are so merciful. You are so gracious. You are so lovely. And you are the lover of my soul. Father, you're the one who has always been there for me. Father, you have been better to me than I have been to myself. Father, you're always looking out for me. Father, you're always speaking to my heart. And Father, even though sometimes I don't hear you, you keep speaking until my ear is opened so I can know what you're saying. Father, you take every bit of fear away. You take every bit of anxiety away. Father, you turn my worry into worship. Father, you grant me your peace. Father, you cause your peace to rule in my heart so I do not fret about anything. I thank you, Father, that the peace of your Son Jesus, which passes my intellectual understanding, literally guards and keeps and umpires my mind and my heart through Christ Jesus. I thank you, Father, that you use whatever means necessary to bring me into a state of peace. Father, you are my peace. Father, you are my rest. And I literally rest in your kindness. I rest in your goodness. I rest in your glory light. I rest in your presence. You are my Sabbath rest. And Father, you just love me completely. You accept me just the way I am. And Father, you look beyond my faults. Father, you look beyond my weaknesses. Father, you look beyond my struggles. You know just where I am. And in spite of my flaws, you love me. Because, Father, you know that you have begun a good work in me. And, Father, you have brought me too far to leave me. I am so confident, Father, that you're never, never, never going to leave me. I am so confident that you're never, never, never going to forsake me. And, Father, I trust you even though sometimes I can't trace you. Sometimes, Father, even when I can't see you, I don't need to see you because I walk by what you have said. And Father, I know that you're completely reliable. Father, I know that you're absolutely dependable. Father, I know that you're ever faithful. I know, Father, that you have released angels who are working in my behalf to bring what you have promised me to pass. And so, Father, I just worship you. Jesus, you are wonderful. Jesus, you are powerful. Jesus, you are glorious. Jesus, you lift me up into the presence of the Father. Holy Spirit, you are my helper. You are my strengthener. You are my comforter. And Father, I do not concern myself with what's going on in my life, because I know, Father, that regardless of what is happening, you're going to take care of it, because you are always bringing your word to pass. You are always putting pressure on the enemy. I thank you, Father, that no obstacle can stand in my way, that, Father, every hindrance is being removed. Every plot of the enemy is being reduced to zero. Every trap of the enemy is literally being destroyed. Father, you're releasing the spirit of wisdom into me. You're releasing the spirit of revelation into me. Father, I am coming into the intimate knowledge of your Son, Jesus. I'm growing in your grace. I'm growing in the recognition and consciousness of your presence. I thank you, Father, that you have made me more than a conqueror. I thank you, Father, that what you have planned must come to pass. And I rejoice, Father, in your presence. And I'm asking, Father, that you release your presence on every single person who's participating with me in this prayer. And Father, every person who is hurting, begin to release healing. Every person who is hurting from rejection, suffering from inferiority, Lord, I'm asking that you release your healing hand right now. Every person who's suffering from rejection in the form of inadequacy, Father, they feel like I just can't seem to make it. I thank you, Father, that you uproot that inadequacy right now, that you uproot that inferiority right now, that, Father, I claim for them Ephesians 1 and 6 and 7, where it says, Father, that you have accepted them in the beloved Jesus. Father, I pray for every person who's suffering from rejection in terms of insecurity. And Father, I thank you that you knew where they were before they got there, and that, Father, you have begun a good work in them, and you're going to finish it. I thank you, Father, that you are uprooting rejection. You're uprooting fear. You're uprooting anxiety, and you're literally taking it away. I thank you, Father, that right now you are uprooting depression, and that, Father, you're giving hope. You're giving consolation, that the glorious light of Jesus is shining upon the person hearing this prayer, and that your glorious light is shining in them, and that, Father, you will call them to know you as a way maker, that, Lord, you make a way out of no way. And I thank you right now that darkness is being dispelled, that darkness is being destroyed, that darkness dissipates. And my dear brother, my dear sister, I go into the realm of your existence right now, and I disfellowship the enemy from you. I put the chains of God upon your enemy, and I set you free from your enemy right now. That heaviness departs from you. That bondage is destroyed. It departs. You are released. You are coming into freedom. You are coming into liberty. I bind dark powers. I speak to the king of pain, and I command you to release the person who is hearing this message right now. I command pain to depart from that person's heart. I command pain to depart from that person's mind and body. I bind the king of pain. I release healing peace, miracle peace, transforming peace. My dear friend, I speak supernatural peace into your spirit, into your soul, into your body. You are released. The pressure of the enemy is now being rendered ineffective and powerless against you. You will never be the same. Jesus is healing your soul. And Jesus is healing your body right now for his precious.
Boy, I'm just basking. Father God, thank you for the your presence that's all over that prayer. And Tony, as you were just praying, and I expected you to be singing, but you were praying, and that's what God wanted you to do. As you were praying, I had like a vision of someone's intestines, and I believe those intestines are being healed right now in Jesus' name.
And there's a deaf ear being opened right now. And somebody with blurry vision, that vision is clearing right now. Oh, my goodness. Somebody's being healed of arthritis. Arthritis in the spine is being healed. A degenerative spine is being healed. Right now, arthritis in different parts of the body are literally being healed right now. Somebody with a bone disease is being healed. Somebody with a blood disease, leukemia, cancer, it's being healed right now in the name of Jesus. You're feeling a tingling. You're feeling a warmth. Literally go through your body. Somebody here has been suffering from clinical depression. You have literally been depressed for years. You're feeling it literally lift off of you, and now you're feeling lighter and you're feeling brighter. Somebody right now, you've had an anxiety disorder, heart palpitations. Sometimes you have headaches, you have aches and pains through your body. That spirit of fear and anxiety, it departs from you right now in the precious name of Jesus.
Thank you, Tony Kemp. Some of the miracles that are going on as Tony Kemp shares these revelations he got from heaven, especially when he moves in words of knowledge. For instance, someone actually lost 20-plus pounds instantly. One woman went to a meeting, and when she came home, her pajamas fell off. These three CDs titled Healing is Taught from Heaven, available for donation of $26, you will understand the power of peace to heal you, the power of love to heal you, the power of forgiveness to heal you. And many people get healed just when they release the guilt that they've stored up inside of themselves. And how to close the doors of sickness. As you listen to these CDs, many of you are going to be healed. For a donation of $26, three CDs, Healing is Taught from Heaven. To hear this week's interview in its entirety, or to watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521.